Sugar is making for the opposite of sweet talk on Capitol Hill this week. Let's explain. As the Senate returns from its summer break, one agenda item is the regular update of federal farm programs. The House passed its version just before the August recess. One contentious issue is always sugar, and this year is no different. So far, the sugar producers are winning. Their lobbyists have not only fended off attacks on price supports, they've also persuaded the House to give sugar a new break, their own piece of federal ethanol policy. NPR's Peter Overby has more.
This month, sugar ethanol becomes an issue where politics and pop culture collide. So before we get to Capitol Hill, let's listen to one show on CBS TV's fall schedule.
I was talking to Senator Barnes today. The government is now ready to support the production of ethanol from sugar instead of corn. It's 10 times more efficient. Sugar is the new oil.
That clip is from a new series called Cane. It's very loosely based on the Fanjul family in Florida, who made their fortune in sugar cane. And there's also a real-life plan to promote sugar ethanol. The House of Representatives' version of the Farm Bill offers a taxpayer-funded program to divert excess sugar into ethanol. It's just one more heavily lobbied break for sugar producers, big sugarcane growers like the Fanjuls down south, and the smaller sugar beet growers in the upper Midwest. This year's International Sweetener Symposium was held last month at a resort in Napa Valley. Sugar producers were feeling good. Guests included their allies in Congress, including the lunchtime speaker.
He is one of our great champions, Neil Abercrombie.
Congressman Abercrombie is from the sugar state of Hawaii. He told the sugar producers to lobby the Senate hard. As he put it, when you're explaining, you're losing.
I never defend, and that's what the sugar industry has to do. Always on offense, never on defense.
What they're fighting for is a program rooted in the New Deal of the 1930s. They proudly note that the program pays its own way. Here's how it works. The program keeps sugar prices up by setting quotas for production and by lending money to purchase and process that sugar. When market prices drop, processors can default on their loans, and the government gets the sugar but can resell it later. Even so, critics say the program makes consumers pay as much as one-third more for food products that use sugar. But starting January 1st, the picture changes. The North American Free Trade Agreement will allow Mexican sugar into the U.S. Domestic producers are afraid that cheap imports will flood the market. The sugar ethanol program is meant to cushion the blow, but it will cost the government money. Here's how. Instead of the old forfeiture program, the government will set up a brokerage steering excess sugar into the ethanol market. Ethanol producers will make purchase bids, sugar processors will make sale bids, the government will put deals together. But these transactions will occur at prices below the federal floor price, and the government will pay sugar processors the difference. Dalton Yancey is past president of the American Sugar Alliance.
You've heard the old adage, buy low, sell high. Well, this program works the opposite way. The government buys high and sells low.
Yancey was interviewed by the Center for Investigative Reporting, which helped research this story. Sugar's main rival in the lobbying game is its main customer, food and candy makers. They have the Sweetener Users Association, where counsel Richard Pascoe says everyone is guessing just how much the sugar ethanol program will cost.
The point is it's going to be a big number. And the cost is going to be something like $140 million at least per year in additional cost to taxpayers.
During the House debate, one congressman tried to knock sugar ethanol out of the farm bill. He was from Illinois, a big candy-making state. His amendment lost 2-1. It helped that sugar has plenty of friends in Congress. It's a small slice of the agriculture industry, but it produces more campaign money for Congress than any other crop. And David Kragness says the lobbying is nonstop. He's chairman of the sugar beet farm co-op, the American Crystal Sugar Company, in Minnesota. He says sugar has a good story to tell, and it's important to keep telling it over and over.
Then when farm bill time comes, hopefully you have made some relationships with the staff that have endured, and then you explain to them once again why the provisions you put in suggested to be put in any one bill are good for America.
Now, with farm bill time coming up in the Senate, the sugar producers express cautious optimism about the sugar ethanol provision. After all, one points out, there's either sugar cane or sugar beet farming in 14 states with 28 senators. It's a pretty good start. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.